I think that the reason that people don't eat various cheeses is because it does not qualify as Cholav Yisrael. It would go into the category of Cholav Achim. It's just not true. Chazal made several gzeiros. Chazal made several gzeiros when it comes to various foods of a non-Jew that we cannot eat. One of the gzeiros that they made, one of the decrees that they made, is that milk that was milked by a non-Jew without a Jew watching it is not allowed. That's the gzeira of Cholav Akum. There's a second gzeira that they made called Gvinas Akum, which means the cheese that a non-Jew made without a Jew present is not allowed to be eaten. There's a third gzeira that they made, which is called Bishel Akum, which means something that a non-Jew cooked, a Jew is not allowed to eat, even if he watched the whole process, even if he knows that all the ingredients are kosher. There are certain cases where you would not be allowed to eat it. That's called Bishel Akum. There's another gzeira that they made that's called Pas Akum, which means that the bread that a non-Jew baked would not be allowed to be eaten. Each one of these gzeiras, each one of these decrees is a totally separate halacha. One has nothing to do with the other, and each one has its own unique features. And because each one is unique, there's certain things that are allowed in one that are not allowed in the other. We're going to try to focus today on Cholav Akum and Gvinas Akum. One is milk and one is cheese. They both happen to be dairy products, but that's where the similarity ends. Let's start with Cholav Akum. Chazal made a gzeira that if a non-Jew milked the cow and you want to drink the milk, you're not allowed to drink the milk unless you saw that cow being milked. And the reason for that, Chazal actually said the reason for that is that we're afraid that there's some milk from non-kosher mammals mixed into that milk. It could be pig's milk, it could be horse milk, and therefore Chazal said no milk that you did not supervise the milking can be consumed by a Jew. That's the gzeira that Chazal made. That does not mean that a Jew has to milk the cow. There is no such gzeira. There never was such a gzeira. There's no such hidur. It's not even any better if a Jew, if a Jew watches it, it's just as good as if a Jew would physically milk the cow. Watching it is all you need. What constitutes watching it? That's a subject that Chazal talked about. And there's a lot of different scenarios that they addressed. Most people heard the expression Cholav Stam. Cholav Stam means milk that comes from anywhere, at least in this country, comes from anywhere, any supermarket. And in this country, there are government regulations that do not allow anyone to adulterate milk. You cannot put in pig's milk, you cannot put in horse milk. And if they do, there are strict government regulations, fines, health department, all kinds of things that would stop it. Because of that, many people, there's a prichodesh that was matter this many, many years ago. The prichodesh was a very famous Sfaradish Pesach. He was actually the Rav of Yerushalayim at one time. For those of you interested and you happen to be in Yerushalayim, the Pri Chodesh is buried right next to the Orach Chaim HaKodesh. If you go ask someone in Yerushalayim where the Pri Chodesh is buried, they may not realize it. You ask him where our Chayim HaKadosh is. It's on the bottom of Har HaZeisim. The Pri Chodesh is actually buried right next to him, along with his two wives. It's on the bottom of Har HaZeisim. It's a very interesting sight. If you're going there, make sure you stay safe. It's not the best of neighborhoods. But the Pri Chodesh says that in certain areas where there are no non-kosher animals, where this farmer has nothing but the kosher animals there, you're allowed to drink the milk. Since Chazal told us the reason why you can't drink Chalav Akum is because you're afraid he mixed something else in, if you know he didn't mix anything in, then you're allowed to drink it. And you know it because he doesn't have a camel, and he doesn't have a horse, and he doesn't have a pig. So therefore, the Pri Chodesh was matter that. Based on that, the Chazon Ish takes it further, and Rav Moshe, the people blame this on Rav Moshe, comes long before Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says government regulations are enough to allow drinking milk from a non-Jewish place, even if nobody was there, as long as the government regulations are in place. The OU did consult Rav Eliashiv Zichrono Livracha about whether this applies only in the USA or it applies in what we would call third world countries, and maybe today there's fourth world countries also. And Rav Eliashiv told us at the time that as long as there are government regulations on the books of that country, that milk would go into the category of stam chalav, which would not be usur. Rav Moshe does encourage people to drink chalav Yisrael. He says it's certainly a hidur. You can't call stam chalav chalav Yisrael, but you can't say that it's treif. Chalav Akum, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Siman Kuf Tezvav Sif Aleph, it actually says, the Chalav Akum will aser the kalim. If someone has milk from a non-Jew in a place where it would be aser, where there's no government regulations, and that milk was cooked in a pot, the pot becomes treif. If that milk were mixed with something, with some other products, you would need shishim, you would need 60 times as much kosher as that non-kosher milk. That's how treif chalav akum is. But stam chalav, Rav Moshe said, is allowed to be used. For those that are machmer chalav Yisrael, Rav Moshe says, you should still treat it that way, you should still kasher kalim. But Rav Moshe says, me'ikar adin, that milk is mutter. That's what the gzera of chalav akum is. Now, where there is chalav akum, you do not need someone to sit and watch when the milk comes out of the cow's udder. You can have someone sitting there, and it actually says in Shulchan Aruch that if someone is sitting outside the barn, and when he's sitting, he can't see the milking, but if he will be standing up, he could see it. That's enough. You don't have to physically see every drop of milk coming out of the cow. It also says in Shulchan Aruch that Yetzei V'Nichnas is enough. Yetzei V'Nichnas means that he came in, and this is an absolute. He would have to be there before the milking starts. One of the duties of a mashgiach when it comes to milking is he has to check that the tank that the milk is going to is empty before he starts. So as long as he's there before the milking starts, and he walks in and out during the milking, that's enough. There is no halacha that says that he has to go and physically sit there during the entire milking process. Yotze v'nichnas is enough. Exactly how much yotze v'nichnas, how much going in and out he would have to do during the milking process, I will leave that to Rabbi Gordimer, who's going to be speaking soon. And I'm sure he will be talking about how often the Mashgiach has to visit. Rabbi Gordimer, I hope I didn't put you on the spot, but it's a normal question to ask. How much can he go out? Can you go out to the coffee room and have a coffee? And there are places that I know of where they actually do Chalav Yisrael, where a Mashgiach is there literally right before they start to see the empty tank, and he goes away and he comes back. If the milking takes 3 hours, he comes back a few times. And there is no halacha that the Mashgiach has to sit there from beginning to end. That's the halacha of Chalav Akum, and there's only one reason why Chazal made a gzera of Chalav Akum. They were afraid that the non-Jew may have mixed non-Jewish and non-kosher milk into the milk. The Aruch HaShulchan actually brings that he brings how strong a gzera of Chazal is. He brings that there was an inn that people used to stop by when they traveled, and they used to go there and drink coffee. And this inn always had enough cream for the coffee. Cream is not something that there's that much of. When you milk a cow, you take the cream off the top, there's not that much. And this inn always had a lot of cream. It was not a kosher place, but people went there and they drank and they figured, no, it's milk. What could be wrong with cream? Cream especially, what could be wrong with it? And someone finally asked the owner of the inn, how is it that you have so much cream? So he said, I go to the local slaughterhouse and I take the brains of the animals that they shechted, the brains of the cows, and I take that and I puree it and I mix it with milk and it thickens it and it gives it a good taste. And this is the cream that I'm selling when I sell coffee. And when the Aruch HaShulchan heard that story, he says, you see, Chazal said, Chalav Akum is Osir. Chazal knew what they were talking about. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this story that happened in Lita. Very interesting story. You can take a look at it. It's in Siman Kuf Tezvav, near a day in Aruch HaShulchan. When Chazal make Gzeira, they knew what they were doing. We can't just decide that not to listen to it. However, today in the U.S., there is such a thing called Chalav Stam, and something that many, many people rely on. The OU actually gives Hachsherim based on that, but there are certain countries where we won't go along with it, and because they don't have government regulations as far as milk goes. Over there, goes back to the basic halacha, the Chalav Akum is